The Alaska Department of Transportation Road Project has been closely linked to plans for the electrical intertie from Petersburg to Cake, but the road's been stalled for the past year or so because of a lack of money. Meanwhile, the environmental impact statement for the power line is moving forward. Cake city officials say getting cheaper electricity to their diesel-dependent town is their primary concern, but they also support a road. Mayor Henrich Kadake visited Petersburg for a well-attended open house on the electrical intertie this month. A similar meeting was held in his community the night before, and Kadake said there was a big turnout of Cake residents at that event.
Most of their concerns is not waiting for the road and to get the electrical power in there, but they never once said that they were against it, that they just want to get that done at a later time if we have to, but get the electrical power in to Cake and try to get us a cheaper energy. And you know that right now we're paying like 70 cents, and we'd like to pay, you know, a third of that, and which we're really looking forward to.
But Kadake believes an eventual road link would also help improve the economy of his struggling town on northwestern Kuprinoff Island. On the other side of the island, to the east, the road terminus and ferry terminal would likely cut through the small city of Kuprinoff. The Kuprinoff City Council strongly opposed to construction of a road through its roadless and sparsely developed community. In a 2003 advisory vote, a majority of Cake voters opposed the road as well, but Mayor Kadake and other city officials say local attitudes have changed since then, with a substantial decline in the town's economy and population base. The Cake City Council passed a resolution in 2008 in support of the road. Kadake was hopeful for some compromise that could allow a road to Cake that avoided the city of Kuprinoff.
The road would be a very big plus in the economy of Cake on getting fish or all our products or our groceries to Cake, and would make things a lot easier for us. And if we have to stop out at the mouth of Wrangell Narrows, I think that we'd have to do that, but we're going to see what happens in the future, but we're not here to create any problems.
While he acknowledged local concerns, Kadake also emphasized ways he thought Petersburg's seafood industry could benefit from a road, such as the possibility of transporting fish from the Cake area by truck instead of moving it by slow-going boat. But opponents point out the impacts of a road are not limited to the city of Kuprinoff, which lies across the Wrangell Narrows from Petersburg, along with the potential development along the bottom of Petersburg Mountain on Kuprinoff. The project could mean a new ferry terminal near the mouth of Petersburg Creek. The area is prized for recreation and subsistence and provides the main viewshed from downtown Petersburg. While Petersburg's city council supports an intertie to Cake, it has not taken a formal position on the road. Kuprinoff Mayor Chris Ford says his city's position on the road is unchanged.
The city of Kuprinoff supports getting a line to Cake, getting Cake off of expensive electricity, but we can't support the road. You know, that's always been our position, and it's going to stay that way. And that makes it tough. I think the position in Cake has changed over time, and what I found out tonight is that they are interested in having a road. Well, that's a problem for Kuprinoff, you know, and I don't know how we're going to get around that.
An alternative power line route to the south would avoid the city of Kuprinoff altogether, but according to the DOT, the road would still follow the proposed northern route, which does go into the city. DOT Regional Planning Chief Andy Hughes says the northern route is the only viable alternative for a road. Even if the power line is constructed to the south, Hughes says his agency would still look at building a road on the northern route.
Yes, we would. Community of Cake has indicated that they're interested in two things, low-cost hydropower by an intertie connection to the power grid, and road connection between Cake and Petersburg to provide them with access to the transportation hub at Petersburg. In other words, AML has a barge hub here. Alaska Airlines provides good service to the Petersburg Airport, and all of the mainline ferries stop in Petersburg.
The DOT has estimated a basic single-lane road would cost more than $100 million to construct. The route would total about 60 miles and make use of existing Forest Service logging roads. One of the concerns some critics have raised about the road is that Petersburg area residents might eventually have to drive to Cake in order to catch a ferry, because the road might prompt the state to reroute ferries through Cake. According to Hughes, that is a possibility.
That is certainly one of the alternatives that will be considered. But again, there's no decisions been made as to what direction we're going at this point.
Hughes says the DOT is still in the process of updating its regional transportation plan. At this point, a restart for the road planning will likely depend on whether the governor approves the $4.5 million the legislature included in the capital budget for the project. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.